What exactly do the Buffalo Bills have in Terrell Bernard, Tyrell Dotson, and Baylen Spector as potential Tremaine Edmonds replacements? Well, I checked the tape and I'm ready to talk about it today on Locked On Bills.
You are Locked On Bills, your daily Buffalo Bills podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's up, Bills Mafia? It's Joe Marino, author of Go Bills and Buffalo's Run, also the co-host of the Locked On NFL Scouting Podcast, and I'm your host of Locked On Bills. I want to thank you for making Locked On Bills your first listen every day, and please be sure to subscribe or follow for free on YouTube or wherever you listen to podcasts. We're part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Well, folks, I've spent enough time talking about all my concerns about the Bills replacing Tremaine Edmonds at linebacker. And so yesterday on the podcast, we spent some time reflecting on the Bills' options in the draft, and I highlighted a couple of guys that I thought were worth a first-round pick and even discussed some of the day two and day three options. But today I want to focus on the in-house replacements, Terrell Bernard, Tyrell Dotson, and Baylen Spector. So I'm going to commit a segment today on each player and talk about them. And for Bernard and Dotson, they've both played meaningful snaps for the Buffalo Bills last year. And so I went through and I watched those games to be able to come to you today from a very informed perspective on what I saw from them. And through that, hopefully it'll give you an idea of how I feel about them as actual possibilities to replace Tremaine Edmonds. So let's do it. Let's start with Terrell Bernard, 2022 third round pick by the Buffalo Bills out of Baylor, number 89 overall in the 2022 NFL draft. He's 23 years old. He turns 24 in May. He's from LaPorte, Texas, has five siblings. He only played football in high school, played linebacker and running back. Was a three-star recruit that was originally committed to Houston, but Matt Rhule, who was Baylor's head coach at the time, flipped him from Houston to Baylor. At Baylor, he received a degree in health, kinesiology, and leisure studies, and he has a master's in sports management. In terms of size and athleticism, Terrell Bernard is 6007, which is the 16th percentile for linebackers. 224 pounds, which is the fourth percentile for linebackers, 30 and a quarter inch arms, which is the third percentile, and 9 5/8 inch hands, which is the 52nd percentile. And so right there, height, weight, length doesn't really check the boxes in terms of prototypical size for an NFL linebacker. Athletically, he's very good. He tested very well. 4.59 40-yard dash, that's in the 83rd percentile. 1.57 10-yard split, that's the 73rd percentile. 36-inch vertical jump, 73rd percentile. 10-foot 3-inch broad jump, 82nd percentile. 4.25 short shuttle, that's a 64th percentile. 7.03 3-cone, 66th percentile. And 22 bench press reps, which is the 52nd percentile. He is very athletic. Doesn't have great size, but he is a great athlete. For most of the tests, he's above the 75 percentile, and for all of them, he's in the top half, which is good. As far as his college career, he played in 45 games with 31 starts at Baylor, collected 317 tackles, 31.5 for loss, 16.5 sacks, 12 pass breakups, and 3 interceptions. Does have some injuries from his time in college to be mindful of. He missed all but 2 games in 2017 with a broken foot. He missed the final 4 games in 2020 with a shoulder injury that was a torn labrum. And then he missed a game in 2021 with a knee injury, and he actually had his knee scoped. And so that's kind of the table-setting part of the conversation with Terrell Bernard. What I want to focus on now is what the tape told me. And obviously I've studied Bernard at Baylor. But I'm throwing away anything I've ever thought about the player. I'm not clinging to any priors, and I just want to talk about what I learned or what the tape revealed to me in his start against the New York Jets. So week 9 this past year, Terrell Bernard started at linebacker for the Buffalo Bills, a game the Bills lost 20-17. So we'll do it a little bit like we do a typical game recap. I want to talk about what I liked, what I didn't like, and then just kind of the bottom line of what the film revealed to me. So we'll start with what I liked. Here's where I'll start. The athleticism shows up. He can run. He can cover ground. He's a springy dude. You feel like he has the movement skills necessary to work sideline to sideline, the movement skills necessary to get good depth in coverage, right? You can ask him to cover a fair amount of real estate. You feel like he's got some ability to turn and run. All of that's really good. So that measured athleticism shows up on the football field as functional athleticism. I think he's very good at slipping blocks. Very slippery when he's trying to undercut or finesse a block to get around them. Now, there's some concerns with that, which we'll talk about in a moment. But that ability to be slippery and slip or undercut a block is very good. I thought Terrell Bernard showcased a very urgent motor. He plays really hard. I like that about him. I thought his pursuit effort was consistently excellent, and a guy that wanted to find the football and work hard to get to the ball. And then I'll also say that there was some really good work in backside pursuit where he was able to slow play, trigger, and close. And so when he's a backside player, and for that game, Tremaine Edmonds was the starter at his typical spot, and Bernard came in and replaced Matt Milano as the starter. And so there was a lot of reps where he was truly a backside pursuit player, and that really allowed him to see ball, get ball, play through, you know, that backside, take an angle and get to the football. I thought there were some good reps when he was asked to do that. Now for what I didn't like. First of all, I'll say that his lack of size and functional strength showed up a lot. His ability to take on contact was very underwhelming. I thought he had below average contact balance. And when he's trying to take on blocks, he doesn't really have that ability to stack and shed and really play through contact. He resolves to what we talked about as a strength, which is that ability to play around and slip blocks. And there's times where that's okay. But for the most part, when you're trying to stay in a run fit and you're trying to maintain your anchor and maintain your ground, sometimes when you have to resolve to slipping and undercutting blocks, you're taking yourself out of the play and you're losing pursuit leverage. And so when he's taking on blocks, you see him conceding ground. You see him getting worked out of his run fit, and it's a concern. And it wasn't just against offensive linemen. It was some of these tight ends for the Jets that were climbing and getting to him and really taking him out of plays. So that size, functional strength, contact balance, ability to really play through contact were concerns. I thought his ability to play under control was an issue, especially playing forward. There were times where he read the play well and took a decent angle to get to the football, but because he didn't have good balance about himself when arriving to the football, he had a hard time finishing, and he would overrun some of the plays and just not get himself in good positions to finish and tackle. So overall control playing forward was something that I thought was concerning. Probably my biggest concern was this, though. It's just overall pursuit leverage. I have written down in my notes, critical issue. I talked about him looking to undercut blocks, and that's problematic, but also just there's too many times in pursuit where he doesn't stay leveraged, and he doesn't stay over top of the flow of the play. And what that leads to is flat angles and him having no chance to make a play while at the same time creating easy lanes for the ball carrier. Football in so many ways is just about leverage. And I don't just mean low pads, right? At the line of scrimmage, that matters. But when you're trying to play offensive football, you're trying to create leverage advantages for you to work the football two places. When you're on defense, you're trying to take away leverage. I felt like there was a lot of issues with Terrell Bernard in pursuit, not having good pursuit leverage and really giving the opposition kind of what they wanted because he wasn't in those spots where he was supposed to be, primarily because he plays it through a straw. And what do I mean by he plays it through a straw? It's just that narrow-minded vision. It's not seeing everything that's happening around you, right? And that's tough, right? The game, surely it's his first NFL start. It hasn't slowed down for him at all. The game's fast for him. And so that led to some tardy responses. But then because of that, not having good pursuit leverage made for some easy plays for the Jets. So the bottom line here is that I just have notable concerns, but maybe I'll admit this, that I got a little bit more good from the tape than I expected. I just don't see Terrell Bernard projecting favorably as an NFL Mike linebacker, as an inside linebacker. If he were to be the Matt Milano replacement, I would be worried, but it would be easier for me to buy into it. I think that Matt Milano role where he can play in space, use his athleticism, be a pursuit-style player a lot of times from the backside, tapping into that ability to get depth and coverage, right, those movement skills, I'd feel a lot better about him in that role. But in the Tremaine Edmonds role, where you're a Mike linebacker, you got to be a good processor. You got to be able to play into the line of scrimmage. You got to be able to take on contact. I didn't see that from Terrell Bernard. And so I'm still pretty uneasy about him as a Mike linebacker, a starting Mike linebacker for the Buffalo Bills. But I will say that I saw a little bit more good than I was anticipating. And again, in the weak side linebacker role, all right, I can say, yeah, we'll see. That might work out. Not necessarily in that other spot. So there's the Terrell Bernard piece of this conversation. In just a moment, we're going to focus in on Tyrell Dotson. But first, I got to remind you about the Built March Madness bracket. Folks, it's the last day of March. Getting towards the end here. You got to head on over to BuiltMarchMadness.com to vote for your favorite bar or puff. You know I'm going to be voting for that brownie batter puff. And so if you want to go support your favorite, head on over to Built March Madness and vote. And here's the deal. 50 lucky Locked On listeners are going to get a free box of Built, and then someone is going to get a 12-month subscription to Built to have the best bars or puffs delivered monthly straight to your door. So head on over to BuiltMarchMadness.com right now and vote, but also pick up a box while you're there. These things are awesome. Best tasting protein bars on the planet. If you're looking for more lean protein for your diet, got to check them out. They're low calorie, low sugar, high in protein, and they're delicious. So many great flavors covered in 100% real chocolate. So head on over to BuiltMarchMadness.com, vote for your favorite, pick up a box, and look, you're running out of time here, so make sure you get in there and make your vote count. Let's talk about Tyrell Dotson on the Bills. Now, this is going to be his fifth season on the team. Isn't that crazy? Did not realize how much or how many years he's been around. Was started in 2019, so 19, 20, 21, 22, 20, 23. This is his fifth season. That's crazy. Was an undrafted free agent in 2019 out of Texas A&M. Was a two-year starter in college for the Aggies, a four-star recruit. Was named Texas A&M's Defensive Playmaker of the Year in 2018. He also earned the team's Community Service Award. He got all the awards you can imagine in high school. Played some offense in high school in addition to linebacker. In fact, had over 500 receiving yards and 16 touchdowns. Was named Mr. Football. All kinds of accolades there for what he accomplished in high school. Two-year starter in the SEC. Dotson's 24 years old. He turns 25 in June. 6 foot on the dot, basically. That's the 14th percentile, 237 pounds, 41st percentile, 31 and three quarter inch arms, 31st percentile, 9 1/8 inch hands, 14th percentile. So he's got some mass to him, 237 pounds, but doesn't necessarily really check the boxes in terms of height, length, hand size. Athletically, he's okay. In some spots, he ran a 4.6 40-yard dash. That's 77th percentile. 118-inch broad jump, that's 57th. 34-inch vertical jump, that's 52nd. But here's where things really don't look good. It's the agilities, and that shows up on tape. 4.5 short shuttle, that's the 10th percentile. 7.59 three-cone, that's the 2nd percentile. Good bench press reps, 24 of those, that's 68th percentile. So for the Bills to this point, in 2019, he spent the year on the practice squad. He served a 6-game suspension, was arrested, wound up pleading guilty for like a misdemeanor-type charge. The Bills really stood through it with him, and Brandon Beans made plenty of comments about it and how they've done their due diligence and really felt comfortable with what happened back in May of 2019 and his, you know, what type of person he's checked out to be throughout his career, you know, his life really to that point, and has been fine since he came to the Bills, right? No issues about off the field stuff. But 2019 on the practice squad, and then the next three seasons, 2020, 21, and 22, appeared in 42 games for the Bills, started 5, but of course, a lot of that on special teams. The last couple of years, almost 70% of the Bills' special team snaps. So he's entering his 5th season with the team, again, his age 25 season. And so what I did here is I studied his week 11 start in 2022 against Cleveland. And he started the Pittsburgh game as well and played quite a bit against Minnesota. But then it was Cleveland. And so kind of gave him some time to establish himself and then focus in on the Cleveland game for my notes here. So what did I like about watching Tyrell Dotson? Well, I'd say he's a very stout dude. Good functional strength, has good contact balance. It's pretty evident when you see him take on blocks, when you see him tackle, when you see him play downhill. He's a sturdy dude with good contact balance and functional strength. I like his ability to defend the run and function in congested areas. There's just good feel between the tackles. Now, I will say the Bills' D-line against Cleveland played really well, and so he was able to really read and react and get to his spots. And I thought the way the D-line played really allowed him to function and make some plays. The Bills played the run really well against Cleveland. So I like his ability to defend the run. He processed the run well. In that game, he showed a good feel for staying leveraged in gaps, triggering, finishing. Looks like a pretty good tackler in tight spaces. And so that between the tackles run-stopping ability was something that I liked about Tyrell Dotson. What I didn't like was coverage. Didn't think he had good awareness. His feel was lacking. A lot of drops where coverage drops where he was covering grass, just hyper-focused on getting to a landmark and not really being able to adjust throughout the snap and read the routes and realize where he needed to be to cap or stay leveraged or when to pass off. There was a lot of comfort lacking and then just kind of some drifting and not being super aware, just continue to drop, cover grass. Like at some point you got to close and condense and realize where the eligible players are and what the objective of the coverage scheme is and be willing to kind of work from there. And that didn't show up, in my opinion. I think his range is pretty modest. Not a guy that I think gives you true sideline to sideline range. I think that's because of his lateral movement skills. They're pretty rigid. And his comfort in space overall is pretty concerning. In that game against Cleveland, two different times, Jacoby Brissett made him look really silly when Dotson was trying to tackle him. Once was early in the game, I think maybe on the first defensive series, Brissett had a long scramble and Totson had a really very reasonable chance to make a tackle in space, and Brissett really juked him pretty hard and created a lot of additional yards. And then later on in the game, Dotson had a chance. He blitzed, and Brissett had no issues kind of shaking him in the pocket and running away and extending the play. And so between those two reps and even others, I just didn't see a guy that was comfortable working in space and making tackles and having to really break down. And I think that stems from just some tightness in his lower half, and just not necessarily being a super coordinated athlete to that level to make tackles in space with consistency in the NFL. I mean, we're talking about Jacoby Brissett. He's not like a statue of a quarterback, but this isn't a twitched up running back or anything like that. It's Jacoby Brissett. And he got the best of Dotson a couple of times. Lateral movement skills are rigid. And I'll say this, and this was kind of disappointing. I didn't love his motor. You know, I wouldn't call him a guy that didn't play hard or a guy that did that loafed a lot, but I thought there were times for him to get into a pursuit angle and chase the football, and he didn't. And there were times where he did it later, right? He made it a choice to play hard and get to the football. And if he would have done it sooner, he could have made a play. He could have been in a lot better position. And so I would say just very different than Terrell Bernard. And that I thought Terrell played, well, I guess they're both named kind of Tyrell and Terrell. Bernard showed a lot more urgency on a snap-to-snap basis than I saw from Dotson. So the bottom line here is I saw a better downhill player than Bernard, but there are absolutely athletic restrictions with Dotson, and I have a lot of concern about him playing in space and playing in coverage. He looked like a backup to me. Looks like a backup Mike linebacker that plays on special teams, kind of exactly the role that he's played to this point. Now, you'd love to kind of combine Dotson and Bernard right into one player, and you feel like you might have something there. But neither one really looks like guys that I really trust to be an every down Mike linebacker for the Buffalo Bills. We'll see if that conversation shifts here in just a moment when I get to Baylen Specter. We'll talk all about him in our final segment. But first, I need to tell you about FanDuel. The NCAA tournament is heating up, and now is the perfect time to download FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook, because new customers get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's bonus bets back. If your first bet doesn't win, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. It's safe, secure, and super easy to use. Then you can bet on everything from the money line to point scores and threes drained. Plus, FanDuel even lets you combine your bets for a chance at a bigger payout with a same-game parlay. So don't miss the chance to get your no-sweat first bet up to $1,000 in bonus bets when you go to FanDuel.com/LockedOn. That's FanDuel.com/LockedOn to learn more. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. All right, let's close out our conversation today by covering Baylen Specter. And Baylen Specter didn't really play much at all. I think he played 12 defensive snaps in the second half against Pittsburgh, and that's it. Was in six games. All the other snaps were on special teams. So just a very small sample size of Baylen Specter. And so for this conversation, what I really want to focus in on is the player I evaluated at Clemson. And I have a full scouting report on Baylen Specter. And I want to talk about that and how he projects to the Bills. So was a seventh-round pick for the Buffalo Bills in the 2022 NFL Draft, number 231 overall out of Clemson. He's 24 years old. He turns 25 in October, native of Calhoun, Georgia. In high school, he played linebacker, receiver, and quarterback, was a three-star recruit that picked Clemson over Duke and Wake Forest. Comes from a family of athletes. His dad played wide receiver at Clemson, so that's probably why he chose Clemson. As far as his college career, was a special teamer his first few seasons with Clemson, and then a starter in 2020 and 2021. And in both of those seasons as a starter, he was an honorable mention All-ACC selection. He's 6.010, so 6'1", that's the 12th percentile, 233, that's 14th percentile, 31.5-inch arms, that's 25th percentile, 10-inch hands, 76th percentile. So he's got a lot better size, actually, than Dotson or Bernard gives you. Athletically, he's a good athlete. 4.6, 40-yard dash, 78th percentile, 1.57, 10-yard split, 73rd percentile, 36-inch vert, 73 percentile, 10-foot-2 broad jump, 79th percentile, 4.18 short shuttle, 79th percentile, 6.91 three cone, 90th percentile, and did 19 bench press reps of 225 pounds, which is the 27th percentile. Again, I don't have a game that I watched last year for the Bills to really talk about Baylen Specter, but I watched him a ton at Clemson. And so what I want to do is read to you the summary section of the scouting report that I wrote on him for the Draft Network. Last year, I was working for the Draft Network, and Clemson was one of the schools in my region. And so I wrote a full scouting report on him. Let me just give you the summary section, which I think will paint the right picture for you of what he is and what type of career arc I'm anticipating from him. So I wrote, Baylen Specter comes from a family full of Clemson Tigers, and his father, brother, and sister are all graduates. Specter played quarterback and linebacker in high school and began his career at Clemson as a reserve and special teams player before getting a chance to start in 2020 and 2021, where he performed well. Specter is a sound processor that holds his own in zone coverage and thrives in a pursuit style and gap shooting role as a run defender. He is a physical and urgent player with a motor that always runs hot. As for concerns, Specter has modest length and block shedding skills. He isn't a consistent stack and shed defender that plays with extension to navigate his way through traffic. He's also not an interchangeable linebacker that is a lineup anywhere, do everything guy. He does enter the NFL with good special teams experience and should be able to make an impact there while providing depth at linebacker. So Specter, for as much as Sean McDermott lumps him together with Dotson and Bernard, just not the same caliber of player. I think Specter profiles very well as a special teams player that provides depth. Kind of like I view Bernard and Dotson, to be honest with you. But Specter's a guy that I think has more of an uphill climb. You would watch him at Clemson, and you can appreciate how Brett Venables, who was their defensive coordinator at the time, was able to unleash him, right? And he's got an athlete here that's got good size, you know, especially for the ACC, that he can ask him to shoot gaps and play in space a little bit, and he wound up finding ways to make an impact. And Specter's a guy that was at the Shrine Bowl when I went to it that year, 2022. And he's a player that I gained a lot of appreciation from seeing him live. You could see he was a leader in practice, enjoyed being out there, brought a lot of energy, played with like a club on his hand. And you could tell like he wasn't going to let that be an excuse for him. He really played hard. So I think there's likable intangibles here. I just don't know if there's a starting Mike linebacker in the NFL. So likable depth player that I think, you know, can stick around for a while playing teams. But as far as forecasting him as an NFL starter, I don't necessarily see that. So what did we learn here? Well, that there's redeeming qualities for Bernard and Dotson. You'd like to combine both players, but for both of them, they give you some pretty notable restrictions when forecasting them to a Mike linebacker role for the Buffalo Bills. And so do I feel a touch better after doing this research? Maybe a touch better, but it doesn't move me off of the urgency that I feel to get either Drew Sanders or Jack Campbell in this draft to come in and be your long-term answer or to find a veteran some way, somehow. Hope this was helpful for you, because it was for me. I feel like I've been through this conversation so many times over the last month or so, where I'm thinking about replacing Tremaine Edmonds, and Sean McDermott's telling us the answer could be in-house, and mentioning Bernard and mentioning Specter and mentioning Dotson. And I wanted to really give them an honest look, and this is where it got me. And I'm glad that we did this on the heels of the conversation we had yesterday about Drew Sanders and Jack Campbell and guys in the draft, because part of what I said there about the day two, day three options is that I thought it was just more of the same. Like, I had to really ask myself, are those players better options than Terrell Bernard or Tyrell Dotson? because all you do is just add another middling player to the mix, and I'm not sure you really accomplish anything. You know, I want to, if you draft somebody, if you invest a pick, I want it to be a player that you look at and can say with confidence that, hey, I think this player can give us a whole lot more than Bernard or Dotson. And so I thought that was an important for baseline for me to really establish for myself as I have conversations, right, with you about this stuff. And I think I achieved my objective there. So hope you enjoyed. Hope you enjoyed this week on the podcast. If there's any crazy big breaking news over the weekend, you know I'll be back for you. But otherwise, our next conversation will come on Monday. So enjoy your weekend. As always, I kindly ask that you rate, review, share, subscribe, all that stuff. If you're enjoying the podcast, tell somebody about it. Share it on social media. I'd appreciate that so very much. All right, folks, have a great weekend. Go Bills. And I look forward to catching up with you again on Monday.